So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Carter looks, plays it into Trey. 2 seconds, one, Trey's floater. Good! With .1, and the Hawks are going to win this game.
The Grant and Danny Show is brought to you every day by the law firm Condori and Murad.
Estate planning, elder law, real estate transactions, probate administration. Their attorneys are always there to protect you and your family's assets. Schedule a free consultation with their team today by visiting kmlawyers.com. And be sure to let them know that we sent you. That's kmlawyers.com.
Joe Vardon covers the NBA for The Athletic. He is on the Rude guest hotline. Rude, the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV. Joe, the Wizards nationally making headlines. Very rare around these parts that we get to talk about a splash move. But they've traded for Trae Young, C.J. McCollum, and Corey Kispert on their way to Atlanta. What'd you think of the deal?
I was going to ask you guys how people in Washington are feeling about it. And the reason is, look, I covered the Hawks' run to the Eastern Conference Finals in 2021, and Trae had a lot to do with that. So, you know, this discussion that the Hawks play better without him, well, that may be true now. It certainly wasn't always the case. But if I'm the Wizards, you know, I'm a Wizards fan because I believe that the Wizards organization has asked themselves these questions. But I'm a Wizards fan. I'm wondering, is now the time to go get this guy? You know, as an organization, it probably behooves the team to be bad this year and hang on to that top eight protected pick. Trae doesn't immediately make this roster a playoff roster, but if he plays, you know, they're a better team. They're going to be better than they are now. And how good is that? So, yeah, I'm wondering about that. I'm wondering about the success possibilities of smaller guards in the modern game. I think you're seeing less and less of that. So that's a question. And then can Trae get away from the things that have led him to this path? You know, I mean, there was a time where he was a face of the franchise and that team made it very deep. Why was that no longer the case? And you know, if it was, this trade wouldn't have happened. So Trae's got to ask himself some questions too.
From a basketball perspective, Joe, when he's on the court, because I think those factors you just mentioned were considered by this front office that I consider pretty smart in terms of we might be too good with him on the court. So I bet you that quad is bothering him for a little bit longer and everything in between. But when he's on the court, they will be better, I think. Go into why you think that is.
Well, look, I mean, they don't have that dynamic playmaker that Trae is. I mean, he led the NBA in assists last year. And so now you have options to feed Sarr, who is really having a nice year. Really like what's happening there with him. You know, they have some other talents that they're developing. And then, you know, he's an outside shooter. You know, good 3-point champion capabilities, you know, so somebody who moves the ball and gives you a better option to get it into some of these young bigs that you have, and then a floor spacer for sure.
Joe Vardon covers the NBA for The Athletic, joining us on Grant and Danny. So we were talking earlier in the show to Bobby Marks of ESPN about this, and he surprised us a little bit. We asked Bobby, you know, is this a shorter term thing, whether that's this year, opt out, opts in next year, he's around and then leaves. He is of the belief there's a good chance they actually extend him. And he's coming here to be like a longer-term point guard option for them, which we were surprised by. What do you think about that?
Well, no, that doesn't surprise me. And I guess that's what I would mildly suspect here also. I think the Wizards, I think they want a star caliber player. They do. And when you get into the organizational rut that they've been in the last couple of years, that becomes harder. It becomes harder to do in free agency. And so this was a very low buy on somebody who does have four All-Stars under him. I kind of think that that's the case. I think that would be the reason that you would hear from Trey's camp that he wanted to go here. You know, I have some issue with this being his quote unquote preferred destination, preferred over what. But he clearly wants to be here. And if he were hoping to be a 1 year rental, I don't think that would have been the case. I think if you're a 1 year rental, you want to go somewhere where they're going to win right now. And that obviously wasn't the case. So, yeah, I think that there are a bunch of signs pointing towards an extension of some sort.
Joe Vardon of The Athletic with us here on G&D, breaking down the Trae Young to the Wizards trade. So, Joe, the way I viewed it, and I want your opinion, instantly was this puts the Wizards over the salary floor for next year, so they don't have to go out and sign another Chris Middleton or another CJ McCollum or, you know, take on anything else. Gives them some flexibility to then move what would be an expiring deal if Trae Young opts in. But, I just want your reaction kind of to that, regardless of the hey, he might sign a long-term extension here. That's how I initially viewed this. And I said, that feels like pretty good three-dimensional chess to me, where they can be a player for the next disgruntled star in trade or have a huge amount of cap space coming off the books at the end of 27. Your thoughts there?
Yeah. You know, the thing about cap space is it still gets discussed. But if you look at what is happening around the league, A, cap space is a lot harder to come by. And then B, it doesn't get used the way that it used to. And that's mostly because it's easier for these mega stars to get more money with the team that they're already playing on. So when you to go back to what we were talking about earlier, and you're trying to say, well, how does this make sense for the Hawks to extend Trey? That would be it. Probably if you're a market like Washington that doesn't currently have that star, the ways to get them are through the draft and via trades right now. And so that's what's happened here in so far as Trey can live up to his end of the bargain. So I'm not as big of a proponent of the cap space side of this. Maybe as we used to be, you know, but they're clearly the Wizards are not done. They know that this is a lengthy rebuild. They're a little better this year than they were last year. You know, like I said, Sar is coming along well. They have some other pieces here that are interesting, but they need more. So, you know, we said about Trey's quad or whatever is bothering him now, like maybe that's going to bother him for a little while. Like I think that would behoove the Wizards to do that, you know, just you've been through this much pain, a couple more months could be worth it.
What do you think of the core that they're putting together here with Trae Young and then also without him? If you could kind of juxtapose that, mentioning Sar and Johnson and Keyshawn George seems like a baller.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great. But all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Yeah, I mean, to me, those, you know, Sar is my favorite player among those three. Keyshawn George has had a nice year at times. You know, they were happy with Carrington last year. You know, Koulibaly, I mean, he's had some injury issues, but he's shown some promise as well. It's a long way to say that they're not done. Like, this is not though, I'm not sure that the players you named that is their core. Now, it could turn out to be, but I think they're still building that. And, you know, what happens if you get that top three pick and now you add, you know, the Kansas kid or Boozer or DeBanza to this Wizards team? Well, that now we're talking. You know, do you add the next French star and so on and so forth? So I'm not. I don't know if we have a core yet in Washington.
So, Joe, let's go down the scenario that Trae Young does sign an extension. Something I hadn't considered, frankly, before now. It seems you think it's likely, and we had, as Grant mentioned, Bobby Marks on earlier, who said it was maybe in the probable category. What's the next step after that? Obviously, we're talking about whatever they get in the draft this coming year that's hopefully, you know, if not the best or second best player on their team going forward. What's kind of the next landscape of moves look like if he does sign an extension here?
You know, I don't know. I can't answer that. I don't know, you know, from a roster building perspective, like what is the next obvious thing? You know, people were generally thinking about the 27 free agency class, but as we've just discussed, like those moves don't work out like they used to. So how the Wizards rebuild in a sort of a period of transition in the league where teams are readjusting to how they roster build based on the second apron salary rules, leaves one to question, like, will there be fewer obvious free agency opportunities in what the average analysts would consider more attractive markets or more successful markets, which would allow a team like the Wizards to get better faster by being able to make signings like that. I mean, they're going to have the space, so that's a positive. But, you know, how much money do you give these players who can't get it in their home markets? I don't know.
Joe Vardon, you can check out his work in The Athletic. We'll let you out on this one. Specific to this season and Trae Young possibly being shut down, do you expect him to play a bunch the rest of this year? And I guess how confident should we be that Washington doesn't end up missing out on this top eight protected pick?
I say, you asked me if I'm confident that he's going to sit. I don't know about that. I don't know about that. I mean, they could decide that they want to see what this looks like with Trae in an offense with some of the other players that we've just mentioned. They may want to know. You know, we all think, well, maybe not you guys, but you know, Bobby and I certainly, and we're not alone, like think that there's going to be an extension, but perhaps the Wizards need to see this first. So, you know, they also, when we talk about like what the Wizards should do and what they have done, they went for it in quotations last year. They were bad. They were really bad. And they got hosed in the draft lottery.
Mm-hmm.
So are they willing to go through that again? I don't know, but, you know, the better they get now, it brings in falling to ninth, is more of a possibility. And in that event, then you lose the draft pick altogether. So this is the best I can say is it will be fascinating to see how this plays out. Because there is going to be intrigue for how this looks. The Wizards are probably tired of not having a player that you just hands down, put money out to go see play. And you know, they do need that draft pick.
Joe, great to catch up with you, buddy. Appreciate the time, man. Good insight.
Okay, thanks for having me, guys.